Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:45, let's go to Dan DeBond. He is Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal. See if you survived the weekend at St. Patrick's Day there, Dan. You okay?
I managed to survive just fine.
You ran, didn't you? I thought you were in a run on Saturday.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, the O'Gara's 5K run, and a lot of fun. And then I had a green T-shirt as a result over the weekend.
So oh, that's it. I thought you were out running on Saturday, too.
Oh, still doing that. So, it's shorts weather out there, you know.
Holy cow, it was a beautiful
50,
day.
So, yeah, fantastic.
What's making news today?
Yeah, talking Toys R Us and the downfall of the retailer. It's adding new pressure on landlords already coping with cuts at other retailers like Sears and JCPenney. Toys R Us telling employees last week, of course, it's going to sell or close more than 700 U.S. stores across the country, including its 8 remaining Minnesota locations. The pending closures expected to leave over 330,000 square feet of vacant space in Minnesota, according to data from its bankruptcy filing. Dave Brennan, a marketing professor over at the University of St. Thomas, saying that vacant Toys R Us spaces will be challenging to fill. The one upside is that they're usually in high traffic locations near shopping centers. And few tenants also, they're not likely to want to take the average 40,000 square foot vacant Toys R Us box. But Deb Carlson over with Cushman in Wakefield, Minneapolis, St. Paul saying it's more likely companies could split and divide those spaces. For more on that story and for other local business news, log on to MSPBJ.com. I'm Dan DeBond for the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal.